te Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chapter 34, 10th Canto. Nanda Maharaj saved and Shankarachuda slain. Summary of the chapter, or a synopsis. This chapter describes how Lord Sri Krishna saved his father Nanda from the clutches of a serpent and delivered a Vidyadhara named Sudarshana from the curse of Angirasa, of the Angirasa sages. One day, Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men placed their family members on their bullock carts and went to the Ambika Van forest to worship Lord Shiva. After bathing in the Saraswati River and worshiping Lord Sadashiva, a form of Lord Vishnu, they decided to spend the night in the forest. As they slept, a hungry serpent came and began to swallow Nanda Maharaj. Terrified, Nanda cried out in distress, "O Krishna, O my son, please save this surrendered soul." The coward men immediately awoke and began beating the serpent with wooden torches, but the serpent would not release Nanda. When Lord Krishna came and touched the serpent with his lotus foot, the serpent was immediately freed from his reptilian body and appeared in his original form as a demigod. He told them about his previous identity and described how he had been cursed by a group of sages. Thus he offered his homage at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna and on the Lord's order returned to his own abode. Later, during the Dola Purnim festival, Sri Krishna and Baladev enjoyed pastimes in the forest with the young women of Braja. The girlfriends of Baladev and those of Krishna joined together and sang about their transcendental qualities. When the two lords became absorbed in singing to the point of apparent intoxication, a servant of Kuvera's named Shankarachuda boldly came forward and began abducting the gopis. The young girls called out, "Krishna, please save us," and he and Rama began to chase after Shankarachuda. "Don't be afraid," Krishna called out to the gopis. In fear of the lords, Shankarachuda left the gopis aside and ran for his life. Krishna chased after him, swiftly approached him, and with a blow of his fist removed Shankarachuda's jewel together with his head. Then Krishna brought the jewel back and presented it to Lord Baladev. Verse 1. Shishuka uvacha ekada deva yatrayam gopala jatakotuka anobhir anardud yuktai prayayus tem bikavanam Ekada deva yatrayam Gopala jatakautuka Anobhir anudyuktai Prayayus tem bikavanam Sri Suka Uvacha. Shukadeva Goswami said. Ekada. Once. Deva. To worship. The demigod Lord Shiva. Yatrayam. On a trip. Gopala. The cowherd men. Jatakautuka. Eager. Anubhi. With wagons. Anadu. To oxen. Yuktai. Yoked. Prayayuhu. Went forth. Te. They. Ambikavanam. To the Ambika forest. Translation, Sukadeva Goswami said, one day the cowherd men, eager to take a trip to worship Lord Shiva, traveled by bullock carts to the Ambika forest. Purport. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the word Ekada here indicates the occasion of Shiva Ratri. He further mentions that Ambikavan is in Gujarat province near the city of Sidhapur. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur adds that the departure of the cowherd men specifically took place on the 14th lunar day of the dark fortnight of the month of Phalgun. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti also quotes authorities who claim that Ambikavan lies on the bank of the Saraswati River northwest of Mathura. Ambikavan is notable because within it are deities of Sri Shiva and his wife, goddess Uma. So I'm going to read the next three verses. You can read along. Chatrasnatva Saraswatyam Devam Pashupatim Vibhom Anachor Ahanayar Bhaktya Devim Chanrapatem Vikam. O King, after arriving there, they bathed in the Saraswati and then devotedly worshipped with various paraphernalia the powerful Lord Pashupati and his consort, goddess Ambika. Gavo haranyam vasamsi madhu madvannam advita brahmane bhoda du sarve deona priyatanti. The cowherd man gave the brahmanas gifts of cows, gold, clothing, and cooked grains mixed with honey. Then the cowherds prayed, may the Lord be pleased with us. 4. Ushu Saraswati Tire Jalam Prasya Yatavata Rajaninta Mahabhaga Nanda Sunanda Kadaya. Nanda, Sunanda, and the other greatly fortunate cowherds spent that night on the bank of Saraswati, strictly observing their vows. They fasted, taking only water. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that Sunanda is the younger brother of Nanda Maharaj. Omagana Talananda Shyaganjana Shalaka Chaksunali Tandena Tasmai Shigarve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Tabidam Jena Bhutale Swamukhidam Hayanda Dati Savadanti. Come. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhupada Pananda Shyadvaita Gadadhara Shivasi Gora. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there's two main pastimes in this book, in this chapter. And here we're starting out this pastime of the, and for years we had the painting in the back of that big snake, boa constrictor, as described later on as a boa constrictor. I think they kind of crush you. In this case, Nandaraj got swallowed, but so they get pretty big, actually. Even might take it as some exaggeration, but such snakes are sometimes said to be 30 feet. It's pretty big, you know. It's like, and you can imagine that 5,000 years ago, they were bigger. Nowadays, things are becoming more and more diminishing. So Nanda Maharaj, he was very it says here in the introduction or in the summary, please save this surrendered soul. Actually, Nandamaraj, these are all transcendental pastimes of Krishna. The gopis in there, one, and have all their song from the very second one, Janati Han, Vraja Janati Han, that they're addressing Krishna, that takes away Han, means to take away the arti, the distress, arto jigyasa, artarti. Four types of persons approach Krishna. So, Vraja Janati Han, Vira Yoshitam, in that particular prayer, they're addressing that Vajajana, Vajajana Balava, Vajajana Ranjana. He pleases the Vajajana in that song, Jai Radha Madhava, probably described. He pleases all the rest, especially Radharani, but all, everybody is mentioned there, at least in general. Gopi Jana Balava. So, Vajajanarti Han, Vira Yoshitam, O hero. And further it says, Vangsha, the Smaya Vangsha Smita. With his smiles, he destroys the devotee's false ego, which is a nice, if you read these verses, the words just become like kaleidoscopic, and there's so many meanings, so many times you can read them over and over and get new lights. So by being attracted to Krishna's smile, which all these coward men are, obviously they can't be there with Krishna, Nanda and Sunanda, and he had his older brother also. What's his older brother's name? Nandamarja's older brother? Upananda. Right. And there's four brothers. Can't remember the fourth brother. So Upananda is the older brother. There's two older brothers? Abhinanda. Are they both older? Nandananda? Two younger. Oh. There's six brothers? Five brothers. Okay. Two older. So Nanda Maharaj was the king appointed by Upananda, and all the other brothers decided he should be the leader. So he has decided to go. Later on it describes, or described here, Gujarat. So when you look at a map of India, Gujarat's pretty far, isn't it? Gujarat's pretty far away. Saraswati River, in the Triveni, there's also Saraswati, but the Saraswati has ceased to be visible, manifest. So that was far away. If it's like, wow, it's a long way to go. And Vishwanath says it's northwest. Well, northwest could be pretty, is it north? Yeah, northwest. The long way, it sounds like. And the main idea was it's Shivaratri. So they were worshiping Lord Shiva. Here it says Sadashiva and Ambika. So this one serpent, actually it wasn't a serpent, he was this Vidyadhara, and he'd been cursed. There were these sages described later on. Angiras Muni, they were associates of him, and they didn't look very good or something. They looked homely, ugly. So this guy took it upon himself to laugh at them, and he got cursed. Sometimes that happens, actually. Throughout Bhagavatam, it happens a lot. Kashapa konanugraha. When Chitraketu was cursed, he's a pretty good example. The Chitraketu, he saw Lord Shiva having his very intimate association with Ambika. In this case, I think the name was Parvati at the time. But she has different names. Like Rudra, there are 11 forms of Rudra, all expansions of Lord Shiva. And they all have their wives. And sometimes it said there's 10 of them. When Krishna first appears, it says 10 or 11. And they have one of them is Ambika. Ambika. So either way, sometimes I looked at some of these verses, and in one verse, Bhagavati, Ambika, Sati, and Parvati are all used interchangeably in one verse. It's the same person. She appears sometimes to give boons, just like the appearance of Prithu Maharaj or Vamanadeva. So the names are used interchangeably. But basically, Srishti Stiti, Pralaya Shadana Shakti Reka, Chayevya, Chayeva Yashya Bhuvanani Vibharti Durga. Durga is one of the main idea, because without pleasing Durga, Durga's pleased when Lord Shiva's pleased. So somehow or other, by cursing people or by laughing at these great sages, that's not pleasing to Lord Shiva or Durga. And thus, this Vidyadhara, what's his name? Sudarshan. He got himself in a bad fix. This happens when you don't please Lord Shiva. Like these great sages, once in the ninth canto is described, some great personalities, they came to see Lord Shiva. He was in Kailash in his beautiful garden with, and they were in a very compromised situation at the time also. He was with Durga, Parvati, Ambika. And she had nothing on, completely nothing. She covered herself very quickly. And then they went away quickly, but they didn't get cursed. Then Lord Shiva said, and she was very disturbed, so Lord Shiva said, from now on, anybody comes to this place, so they'll be changed into a woman. Women didn't travel on their own. So it would definitely be some. So since King Sudyumna, he came there, the poor guy. He was such a great king, and he was going hunting, and he had his armor on. He looked really fantastic. This description, he was so powerful, real Kshatriya. And he had a few of his intimate associates, and they were hunting and going all the way. They went far away. They were great kings. I mean, the kings, they weren't like, you know, we have modern day king or president, prime minister sitting around like, you know, playing some video games or something. You know, figuring out who they were going to blow up with their drones or who they're going to like take out. You know, oh, he said something, you know, like, you know, say like Putin, he tries to look like a big, you know, hero sometimes. He takes his shirt off and they make fun of him, and then they get some Cossacks to beat the people, make fun of him.